It breaks my heart when I hear how scripture is often weaponized to get someone back into a relationship with God. Scripture is clear about forgiveness. We're called to it. I believe in it 100%. However, it's the process in which we use scripture that I don't think is kind, or how we have this overarching story or theme of forgive and move on, as if nothing else happened or nothing else matters, which is why I believe we cling to unforgiveness so much. We're afraid to let go of that control because we think God is just asking us to forget about everything. I believe mentally we can work through something, but what is often not talked about is the physical remember of the betrayal, being lied to, abandoned by the ones that are supposed to take care of you, friends leaving for no reason. Your body remembers the pain you had felt in those moments. It's why you think you have forgiven and move on, but have a physical reaction when you hear their name or smell a scent. Before we go any further, I want to acknowledge something important. Forgiving doesn't mean the pain disappears overnight, especially when it's stored in the body. If you're listening because you want to forgive, but still feel unsure or triggered or emotionally activated, I created my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, for you. This self-paced course helps you understand how healing, forgiveness, the thoughts and emotions, they all work together. So you're not rushing your heart or shaming your body. So as you listen today, notice what resonates, and I'll share how to go deeper with me at the end. I created a biblical study on forgiveness, mainly because it was a topic that I had talked so much about with my one-on-one clients, those that have purchased my course in person. I was like, this surely is going to be a top seller because forgiveness is such a topic that so many people talk to me about. Created it, super proud of it. It's on Amazon, it's on my website. And I realize it's one of the least purchased studies that I have. And the only reason why I can think that is that oftentimes it's misunderstood. And most people are not even ready to go there yet. So my other biblical studies, stress and anxiety, anger, rebuilding trust, all of that comes first before forgiveness in so many of our minds. So I think forgiveness is one of the most misunderstood commands in scripture, but unforgiveness is one of the most that keeps us in bondage, because we've been taught, maybe directly or indirectly, that forgiveness means you don't have any emotional reaction, you shouldn't have any pain left. There should be no triggers. Gosh, that's such an overused word, but really that's kind of what it is. Things that get your heart rate up, basically no physical response. So when our body still, you know, tenses, or we feel our heart rate increase, or our stomach just kind of drops, when we remember the person or situation, we question ourselves, you know, did I really forgive? Am I holding on to bitterness? Is something wrong in my heart? And it just creates all the shame, because when you go to somebody seeking counsel or wisdom, they say to you probably just forgive and move on. They might quote some scripture. They might, you know, talk about what God says about forgiveness, or Paul says about, you know, not focusing on what's past, but beholding what's in the future. And that doesn't really help you correlate the physical sensation. Now, does the mental help? Absolutely. But when scripture tells us to forgive, it's not asking us to erase the pain. I always tell people, I'm like, do you really think that Paul like just forgot that he had murdered a ton of Christians before getting saved? Like, do you really think that that all just went away after Christ? He just chose to not let it form his identity, be who he is. We see kind of how he words things throughout his journey in the New Testament. It's important for us to understand that forgiveness in the Bible is about releasing someone from owing you, giving up the right to revenge, and entrusting justice to God. It's this two-step process. Forgiveness is a decision of the heart. Healing is a process of the body. They're related, but they are not the same. Because remember, you have a nervous system that God has given you that has learned this person wasn't safe, this situation wasn't safe, this hurt deeply, I need to stay alert so this doesn't happen again. It doesn't mean that you're unforgiving, it just means your body's protecting you. One of the biggest, most common mistakes we try to do is spiritually override physical pain. So when my clients come to me to work with me one-on-one, I'll often hear, I feel like I'm doing all the right things. I'm reading my Bible. I'm quoting scripture. What else do I need to do so that God will take this from me? Or what's wrong with me that I'm not quote unquote healed yet? It's so much shame, so much performance-based healing. So we say things like, I shouldn't feel this. I've already dealt with this. I need to move on. And the pain just continues to get bypassed and it doesn't disappear. I always have liked to say, and if you've been around long enough on the podcast, you probably heard me say this, but just because you bury your pain doesn't mean it's dead. Like it's still alive and active. And I walk through my one-on-one coaching clients with the two steps: spiritual commitment to the forgiveness process. We see it. How many times am I supposed to forgive? And Jesus corrects that. You are continually forgiving. And then the second step is the emotional and physical processing that comes with that. Again, forgiveness is a decision of the heart, the spiritual commitment, and healing is the process of the body, which is the emotional and physical process. So today, instead of asking, why does this hurt? I just want you to ask yourself, what does my body need to feel safer with God? Because mentally, I'm sure you've already committed to the process. Now we just need to bring our body into it. And that is truly where healing begins. So this week, just notice when your body reacts, when the sensations show up, whether you shame yourself for it. And if you can, I want you to try to say to God, God, just meet me here. If our body is involved in this healing process, it's about feeling safer with God in your body. When those physical reactions, when those triggers come online, because it's what the trigger means to you that matters that we have to begin to address. So forgiveness is not just a mental piece. And I'm sure that's probably why you felt so exhausted and frustrated and shameful and like a terrible Christian, because maybe nobody's told you that it's typically two processes: forgiveness, the spiritual commitment that you choose over and over again to recognize that they don't owe you anything, that you don't have to seek your own revenge, releasing what is owed to you and entrusting this to God, the justice piece to God. If this episode helped you see that forgiveness is more than just a decision, that your thoughts and emotions still get tangled when pain surfaces, this is exactly what I talk about in my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts. It's why I created it. Inside the course, we focus on understanding your thought patterns, making sense of your emotional responses, and learning how to walk through healing with God in a way that's honest and compassionate. If you're ready to stop fighting your thoughts, stop shaming yourself, and start untangling them, head to the show notes. The link is there. You can go to jessicahuddle.com/heal, HEAL. Again, the link is in the show notes as well. But when you start to feel those sensations rise up, you have not failed. We just need to address the body and bring the body into the forgiveness process. And just whisper, God, meet me here. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this: God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that.
I'll see you in a few days.